ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ.
ಗುರುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ
ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಗುರುರೇವ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ನಾರದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.
We are seeing Narad Bhakti Sutra, and the first definition given by Narad ji in Sutra number 2, he says, Satu asmin param prema rupa. Supreme devotion is, what is that bhakti? Is the supreme devotion, supreme love for the Lord. And after that, Acharya gives other definitions also, but other definitions are not contradicting each other. They are not contradicting each other. They express in different ways, giving different characteristics of bhakti. Different characteristics. But they all talk about the bhakti only. But different aspects they are taking. There are two things which are to be understood as it is. Two things are there which have to be understood as it is. One is the supreme truth, the reality. We cannot have different angles for that. We have to understand that truth as it is. Brahman as it is. And the dharma, dharma also we have to understand as it is. Both of them are eternal. But what is bhakti? So bhakti is multifaceted. Why? Because it is based on emotions. Bhakti is based on emotions. So it has got multifaceted. Okay. The acharyas are giving their own opinion, mat. Mat means opinion. That mat becomes path. Path means path. Each follower will follow that path. Whatever Acharya says, his followers will follow that. So different Acharya gave different opinions about that. And by that, what we get? A further understanding, a good understanding of divine love we understand. When different aspect of bhakti is being discussed, we understand that bhakti clearly. More clarity comes. More clarity. So what are other what are the other paths? In this path you will find there are two types of definitions. From the absolute level we got that Satu Asmin Param Prema Rupa. That is absolute level. Now different aspects are given by different authors, different acharya. So the definition can be kriya pradhan and gyan pradhan. Now you will find two types of here. Kriya pradhan and gyan pradhan. So what are the kriya pradhan? Pujaditsu anuragiti parasarya. Parasarya. Who is parasarya? Vedvyas. Son of Parasar Muni is parasarya. Son of Vasudev is Vasudeva. Parasarya. Ved Vyasji has given one definition. What is that? Pujadisi Anurag. Pujadisi Anurag. Rag means love. How is that? Anurag. Unbroken love. Continuous love. Pujadisu Anurag. Okay. So what this puja requires? This puja requires all 14 instruments to be employed, should be available for puja. What are these 14 instruments? we divide into karan. Instrument means karan. So thus bahi karan and four antah karan. Bahi karan means outside. Anta means inside. So what are outside? Five organs of perception, five organs of action is 10 bahiskaran and four antakaran, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. So all 14 should be available for puja. This is sadhana. Then Maharshi Garg says, kathadisu iti garga, kathadisu anurag. Again here anurag word has to be added. Anurag iti garga. Garg Rishi says, kathadisu anurag, love for katha, you should not feel bored. When you are listening to katha, at that time you should not feel bored. There should be continuous love for that. Great love for the stories of the Lord is bhakti. Only you have to listen, that's all. Why? Because it is said, Paramatma raso vaisa. Who is Paramatma? Raso vaisa. If you listen about the Paramatma, you should enjoy. It is bliss. It is bliss. Okay, so whenever we are studying Gita, Upanishad, or Bhagavad, or Ramayana, we should not feel bored. Okay, then Sandilya Rishi, he defines bhakti as atmarati abhirodhena. Atmarati, you see the gyan pradhan is coming. Otherwise, kriya pradhan. Puja adisu kriya. Now he's saying Atmarati is also bhakti. Reveling in self is also bhakti. Reveling in self is also bhakti. Avirodh means what? No contradiction, no conflict between the bhakti of God or reveling in the self. There is no difference. One and same. Okay, very good. How Raman Maharshi describes bhakti in Upadesha? He says, kaya vang manah karyam uttamam pujanam japas chintanam karmat. We have got three instruments. He says, kaya vang manah. Kaya means body, vang, speech, manah, mind. Kaya vang manah karyam uttamam pujanam japas chintanam. By kaya, you do puja. Then, by vak, japa, by mana, chintanam, kramat. Respectively, you do this way. So, according to Raman Maharshi, we have got three instruments, or you can say three vehicles. One is a body, another is speech, third is mind. Very good. So, Bhagwan also has got three aspects. Bhagwan also has got three aspects. One is rupa. Second is Naam, and third is Swarupa. Rupa, form. Naam, name. Swarupa, essential nature. It's nature, Swarupa. How to understand? Take an example of bangle. So bangle has got a form. And that form, that rupa, has got a name. We call it bangle. And what is the essential nature of bangle? It's gold. Essential nature of bangle is gold. So bangle has a form, rupa, it has got a name, and its essential nature is gold. Same way, I have a body. Lord also has got a body. So this body worships that body. Why do you worship that body? Because it is Satya Pradhan. And we are Rajas Tamas Pradhan. What we want? We want to increase our Satya Gun. Therefore, where should we go? To the person who has got Satya Gun. So simple. So simple science. Why should we worship him? That is the purpose of worship. Okay. And we should chant his name by speech. Naam, by speech. And with mind, I meditate on his swaroop. By mind, I am meditating on his essential nature, Satchidananda. What is the preparation for meditation? Dhyan Yoga is the sixth chapter. Before that, there are five chapters. We have to do Karma Yoga and then after that, Karma Sannyas. We will not discuss what is Karma Sannyas here, okay? The Karma Yoga, Karma Sannyas, then you sit for Dhyan. So meditate on the Swarup, on the essential nature of Bhagavan. But one thing we have to understand that his Swarup is not different from my Swarup. His nature is not different from my nature. Essentially, we both are one and same. Jeev is Brahma. In chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, Kshetragya Chapi Mam Vidhi. The knower in you is me only. Very clearly, Lord says. Or in Vedanta, we say, Tattvamasi. You are that. So, the essential nature of Lord and essential nature of me is one and same. How do you arrive at that? Without upadhi, without conditioning. Okay, very good. But many bhakta, they get great joy in puja. They decorate the Lord in different ways. Like Amma, every month they change dress, they decorate different ornaments. Then we bring different flowers, we do puja. And then we do the Shodashopachara puja. There are different types of puja also. Panchopachara puja, Shodashopachara puja. If you go into the temple, they have the ceremony, the whole day puja is there. So what do we do in Shodashopachara puja? We take a sankalp. Oh, I am taking Lord a sankalp of doing your puja. For what purpose? We tell what we all need. We give the list. Bhagwan, I want this thing from you. Why this puja? Then we meditate on him. Dhyanam. Then avahanam. Then we invite him. Then we give him a seat. Asanam. Then we wash his feet. Padyam. We wash his hands. Argyam. We rinse his mouth. Achmaniyam. Then we give him bath. Snaniyam or abhishekam, then vastram. After snan you need vastra. Vastra is to be given. Then we give alankar also. And after that, pospos, gandha. Gandha lepanam. Then dhupam, deepam. Then rajopchar, entertainment also. Naivedyam. Khana pina ho gaya, now entertain. Now usko naach gaana sunao. See, we have to sing a song for him. And dance also, entertainment. Then after everything, he is happy. Then we said, oh Bhagwan, you give me this. I prayed for this. And then we said, now you go back. You came back from my heart and you go back to heart. And puja is over. Okay. So this puja can be of two types, samasti puja and individual puja. Samasti puja, community puja, you have seen in our temples over here. Samasti puja, everybody comes and joins. Or individual puja, we all do Ganesh puja or Saraswati puja or Lakshmi puja at our home also. Individually we do it. Or when we come to mission, it is samasti. So it can be both way. So this puja can be murti puja, it can be abhishek. Like Lord Shiva's Abhishek, we do it so beautifully with different dapya. It looks so beautiful. Have you seen? If you have not seen, then you must come in the next Shivratri Puja. This year, I don't know whether we will be able to do with all the drabya or not. We don't know. It's beautiful, I am telling you. Drabya Puja. Or Yajna Yagadi, that also is Puja. When we do the Gayatri Havan or any other Havan, then that also is a puja. Or it can be Manas Puja also. Manas Puja, you are traveling, but all the things are not there. All things are not there. We can do it mentally. Sitting in the plane at 30,000 altitude also, you can do puja without anything. Manas Puja. So they revel in puja. So person doing puja may not be a bhakta. Why you are saying he may not be a bhakta? Because he has taken a breath or a niyam only. Like we take the breath, na? On this day, Sombar ka breath ye karenge, on the Mangalwar I will do the puja of Hanumanji or this and that. Different. Every Monday I am doing. But slowly, slowly when he does this thing, then bhakti will develop. It will automatically come. Bhakti will develop. Love for God will come. And there are different types of puja also. We do puja with mantra, yantra, then there is tantric puja also. All are different. Mantra, yantra, tantra. Then there is a Shruti, Smriti, Puran, according to Shruti, according to Smriti, or according to Puran. Or we celebrate different festivals also. Like we celebrate Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Sivaratri, Sitaram Kalyanam. They need a lot of money. A lot of effort is needed for that. But people like it. When we celebrate Janmashtami, after seeing Janmashtami, one child asks his father, I have got one question. Seventh grade student, regularly coming to Bal Vihar. For last 7 years, he is seeing that we are celebrating Janmashtami and Bhagwan is same, is not growing. I am growing, but the Bhagwan is not growing. What is this? He asked his father. Father has got no answer. He went to his teacher, Guru. My child has asked one question. Every year we celebrate Janmashtami and Bhagwan is same. He's not going. Whereas I am going, what is this? Then Guru said, you see, child gives greatest joy when he is child. Each movement we love. Is it not so? Newly born baby. Thoda sa aankh kholta hai. Are wah! You are beautiful. But when he starts growing, he gives us a joy or problem? He gives problem. See? Actually, you see, the real birth of Lord is in heart, you know. Every year, we in Janmashtami, the idea is that Lord should manifest in our heart. And that will give joy. So every year he is young only, same. And he is always joy giving. So timeless is Lord. His birth is in our heart. It will give joy. He never grows old. Therefore, what happens? Joy continues. So Janmashtami is giving joy for last 5,400 years. Every year people celebrate. And joy, joy, joy. In the same way, we celebrate marriage also. Sitaram Kalyanam. Every year we do that also. So there is no compulsion to do Ram Navami or Janmashtami, but people celebrate. It is a festival, it is Utsav, it gives us joy. We celebrate Diwali, it gives us joy. Therefore we celebrate. And for how long? Ganesh Puja we continue it for 10 days in Maharashtra. Durga Puja for 5 days in Calcutta, in Bengal. Because that gives us joy. Second is Kathadisu. What is Katha? There can be Ramayana Katha. There can be Bhagavad Katha, Japa, or singing the glories of the Lord with instruments. That all is Katha. In that, Kathakar and Shruta, the speaker and the listener, both enjoy. Both enjoy. So in Katha, body is connected with the form of the Lord. We have got three instruments. In Katha, how body, mind, speech is connected. In Katha, body is connected to the form of the Lord. Speech is connected with His name. And mind is connected to His Naam, Gun, Kirtan, Katha, Leela. So mind meditates on the Swarup. The mind is constantly thinking about the Lord. When we have got the Bhagavad Katha, then Leela of Bhagwan in different age, at different age level, whatever it is, we are thinking of that roop. It is meditation. So people enjoy it in different ways. Okay. Now a question may come in your mind. Which one is greater, puja or dhyan? You see, the intelligent people, they always find out some question. Out of this, you tell me which one is good. Puja is better or katha is better or dhyan is better. Tell me. So answer for this, Mahatma said, if your mind merges in puja and if you are not able to sit in dhyan, then for you puja is greater than dhyan. Or for other person, if it is katha which merges your mind into Lord, for him katha is greater. If third person has got in dhyan meditation, he gets joy, then for him dhyan is greater. Okay. So we have to check where is our love. Is it in puja or it is in dhyan or is it in the naam? It can be three different. For different people, the merging of mind will be at different places. Okay. Then the third definition is atmarati abirodhena. Atmarati abirodhena. Reveling in the self is also bhakti. In Vivek Chudamani also we have seen. Swaswarup anusandhanam bhakti iti abhidhiyate. For your reference, I will tell you the verse number also. Verse number 31 of Vivek Chudamani. You don't have to search. So, reveling in self is also bhakti. And what is the nature of that Paramatma? Sachidananda rupoham ahameva aham abhyam. He is Sachidananda rupa. He is abhya. Okay. That is at the absolute level. In the bhakti level, I am trying to compare with the highest level, Atman, with the bhakti. In Upadesha, Raman Maharshi says, what is the climax of bhakti? Bhava sunyasad, bhava susti, bhavana balad, bhakti uttama. Bhava sunya. Bhava sunya. There are no thoughts. You have become one with the Lord. Bhava sunya. That is, his, according to me, the bhakti uttama. There is no duality. Bhakt and Bhagwan has become one. That is uttam bhakti. So reveling in the self is also bhakti and becoming one with the Lord is also bhakti. Okay. So all are bhakta, whether we are reveling in puja or reveling in katha or reveling in dhyan, it is bhakta's choice. My choice. Where will I revel? So Raman Maharshi has written many stotra, but most of time he was in meditation. He has written Raman many stotra, but his main thing was he was always in meditation. So as per Bhakta's ruchi, he may have one aspect more dominant than other. According to my choice, I may give preference to puja or katha or in the reveling in the Atman. It is my choice. These are all different aspects of the same bhakti. Okay. So, thus puja, katha, atmarati is bhakti. So, Narad ji quoted Vyasji, Garg and Sandilya. Now question comes, what is bhakti according to Narad ji? What is the definition of bhakti by Narad ji? Is sutra number 19.
Naradastu.
Naradastu.
Tadarpita.
Tadarpita.
Akhila. Akhila charata.
Akhila charata.
Tadvismarane.
Tadvismarane.
Paramavyakulata iti.
Paramavyakulata iti.
Together. Naradastu tadarpita khila charata tadvismarane paramavyakulateti.
So Narad Muni says, tad arpit akhil achara, total dedication of all actions to Bhagwan. Dekho. What does that mean? Huh? Very good, Amma. Thank you very much. Tad arpit akhil achar, all activities. All activities for Lord. Okay. But nothing particular he mentioned. He didn't say, puja karo, katha karo, atmarati, nothing. Akhil achar, all activities for him only. Tad vismarne, and if the Lord is forgotten, param vyakulta, vyakulta, anguish, extreme anguish. Oh, I have forgotten Lord, vyakulta. Acha, that is bhakti's lachan. At the end of puja, we always say, na, kaina vacha manasendriyaiva buddhyatmanava prakriti sabhavat karom yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana yati samarpayami. Kaina vacha manasa buddhi prakriti means my swabhav. Whatever I do with this instrument, I surrender it to the Lord. See? I surrender. But we never understand the meaning. So if I forget Lord, anguish, anguish. Why anguish is coming? You see, the understand the signs. If I forget, ego is coming. Are you getting it? If I forget Lord, that means ego has come. Ego has come. Therefore, he thinks, "Arey, what has happened? I have forgotten Lord." Therefore, he is anxious. So, normally people ask, "I am doing puja for so long. What did I get?" Many people say this thing. For whole life, I am studying Gita. Every day, I chant one chapter. Kuch nahi hua, nothing happened. This question itself says ego has come. Are you getting it? Ego has come. Revel in that chanting remembrance. Why you are saying nothing has happened to me? The moment you say, what did I get? Ego has come. Therefore, Narad ji says, all actions to be surrendered to the Lord. So what are these actions? Household work. Your office work, while eating, while sleeping, doing anything, remember the Lord. How you can do that? Huh? That is karma yoga. Yes. This way you can remember Lord 24 hours. Otherwise in puja, you cannot do puja 24 hours. Can you listen to katha 24 hours? Meditation, Dhyan, 24 hours. Not possible. I have to do puja, worship of Lord by my actions. All my actions are archana to him. Archana to him, all my actions are for his happiness. That's all. When you do puja, do you offer rotten flowers? Do you offer rotten fruits to him? So if you imbibe in your mind that all my actions are for his happiness, will you give rotten actions, bad actions to him? Will you do it? Will you offer that? No. That reminds me of a true incident of Thakur Ramakrishna. Is one of the devotees was Girish, a great actor of that time, a dramatist. Girish Ghosh. At that time, cinema was not that much in vogue. People used to have dramas on stage. And this person will act so beautifully, but before acting, he will drink. And he was so perfect when Thakur Ramakrishna was seeing his drama, he took out his chappal and threw on the stage. Some notorious act he was acting. And it was so beautifully enacted, he took out his chappal and threw on the stage. And Girish Ghosh took the chappal and put it on his head. So this is my reward. He acted so well, he said, this is my reward. Thakur has given me this reward. Then he came to Thakur and said, how you do this thing? He said, I drink. And now Thakur cannot say him, don't drink from tomorrow. So he said, okay, from tomorrow onward you do things, you continue to drink, But before drinking, you offer this to Mother Kali. Make it prasad. For 1 or 2 days, he did like that. And third day, started thinking, what I am doing? I am offering this thing to Mother Kali. Should I give this? And he stopped drinking. I cannot offer it to Mother Kali. How can I drink? And Thakur has said, make a prasad, then you take. Similarly, if we start thinking this way, ki I have to worship Lord with my actions, will you be doing any bad actions? Because these actions I am offering, akhil acharta, akhil, all actions, akhil acharta, then you will not be able to do any prohibited action. No prohibited action will happen from this body. Okay. So 100% actions for Lord. This is Karma Yoga. Same thing Raman Maharshi also said. Jagat Ishadi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. You worship this whole Jagat as Ishwar. Whole Jagat is nothing but Ishwar in different form. We all are Brahman, but we have got different conditioning. Essentially, we all are Brahman. All Jiva are Brahman only. So serving those Jiva is serving Lord. Is it not so? Jagat Ishadhi Yukta Sevanam. Whole Jagat is Ishwar only in different form. So worshipping all Jiva is worshipping Lord only. So if I forget Lord, param vyakulta. Even in sorrow, if I forget Lord, bhakta thinks, how this thought came to my mind and becomes vyakul. Even in sorrow, continuously think about the Lord. Okay. One Mahatma said, let sorrow tragedy come, but I should not doubt your existence or your kindness. Let it come. It will come. In each person's life, sorrow will come. Why? Because punya and pap are equal in when we take birth as a human. This is the principle behind human birth. If you have got more punya, you go to the higher loka, you become devta. If you have got more papa, you go to the lower yoni. You become animal, you become plant, like this you go down. So when papa and punya are equal, then you get human birth. Therefore, each one of us are getting share of joy and suffering. And when we suffer, it should remind us that we should turn from here. Turn to the source of joy, which is available in human form only. It reminds us again, when the sorrow comes, it reminds you. Why I am sorrowful? What is the cause? Can I get the permanent happiness? So when the sorrow packet is delivered by Lord, it is a reminder to all of us. Okay, people say, why me? Such thoughts should not come. Raja Ranti Dev used to say, Atma Prapadde Akhil Dehe Bhajami. I will take all the sufferings of all beings. Let them be happy. They should be happy. Mere ko de do sab. The Rishi Muni thinks like that. If ahankar or if I forget Lord, then he becomes param vyakul. Anguish will come at that time. In suffering, if he forgets Lord, he becomes vyakul, a bhakta. When he's suffering and if he remembers that I'm suffering, that means ego has come. Therefore, anguish. Okay, this is covered in the Gopika Geet. If you study the Gopika Geet, then param vyakulta, you will understand there. Sutra 20.
Asti.
Asti.
Evam, evam.
Evam, evam.
Astvevam, evam.
Astam, evam, evam. Asti, there is, evam, thus, evam, thus. Here is a direct endorsement and an unvarnished statement vividly declaring the acceptability of the ideas of so far declared, which emphasize the main features of the love divine. As we have already seen, love divine, as expounded by Sri Narad, not only incorporates all the essential factors indicated in all of the definitions, but the words of the great teacher of devotion drive us deeper into the very spring of the God love. The Upanishad and the Gita statements repeatedly uphold this cardinal essence of devotion, a deep sincerity sweetened with an ardent faith. So there are many views. So Naradji has given few view of Vedvyasji, Garga and Sandilya, but his definition is inclusive of everything. We will get more aspects if we study the life of great saints and sages. Naradji has given only three, but different aspects if we study the life history, biography of the saints and sages, we will more some aspect we can get. So when the heart is full of love, then only we understand the bhakti. When the heart is not full, bhakti will not come. So Naradji is telling the siddhant or the characteristic of bhakti. Good. Now the question is, oh Naradji, can you give any example? Param vyakulata example. He said, yes, I will give you example. But you have to still wait up to February 2020. Then he will give us the example also. How the Gopikas were param vyakul.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.